Welcome to Another Day Above Ground, a show for, by, and about baby boomers. It's the podcast for people who have no idea how to download a podcast. And now, here's your host, Dale Irvin.
Thank you, Farad, and hello, fellow baby boomers. What's that? Oh, I'm sorry. Hello, fellow baby boomers! Keep forgetting. Anyhow, welcome to Another Day Above Ground. It's more than a podcast. It's a philosophy. And this week, we're going to talk about fellow baby boomers in the news. I've got some health tips so you can live longer, more reasons to hate millennials. And to do that, I'm going to need the help of my two fellow boomers. First, from the Hoosier State, the man I call the Aristotle of comedy, Tim Slagle.
Hey, I just saw in the news that the 7,000 migrants that are traveling across Mexico is just the line for lotto tickets.
That's very funny, the lotto. $2 billion. Anyhow, also joining us from the Mile High City, where you can now get legally miles high, I have to say this according to her contract, it's barely a boomer, the young Carolyn Strauss.
Hey, everybody. And if you don't see me next week, that $2 billion is mine.
Really? You wouldn't be doing this podcast? I would my own really vamped out studio. You know, it would be great. Yeah, we'd have our own satellite hookup instead of Skype. You know, it'd be, it would really be cool.
And actually, if you won, how would we know that was your ticket and not the one that you were supposed to buy for us in the pool?
Oh, see?
I heard a whole show about that the other day saying, if you're going to do it in a pool, get it on paper because, you know, and yeah.
That doesn't matter.
Well, if you said, I bought one for me, yeah.
If you are in a pool, you will be in that pool the rest of your life. Because if you ever win, you'll be able to find an attorney willing to take that case and say that was actually the pool ticket you won on. No matter how many years you have been out of that pool.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like marriage.
You'll find an attorney.
It's like a marriage. You have children, you're in that pool for the rest of your life. Yeah. So commit wisely, people.
Well, having children and having relatives, that really brings us to our first story. It's a category we like to talk called We're Still Here. It's about baby boomers who are out there making news. There's a woman in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. I don't know where that is. She's 75 years old, and she got upset because her grandson was having a cup of tea, and he put the teacup down on her furniture. And I know my mom was very fussy about that. She didn't want anybody putting anything if you didn't have a coaster, you know. Anyhow, she told him again and again and again, and he kept doing it over and over, and finally she pulled out her .38 special revolver and shot him in the leg. So
I totally understand that. Have you ever tried to remove a ring from wood furniture?
Yes, on my mother's table after I left it there.
After the party.
Wait. This is a mother who's upset about her kid who's drinking tea. Okay? The level of things that he could be doing that she could be upset about. And I'm concerned that a kid is drinking tea. I have no concern about the ring on the furniture. Really? Seriously? He didn't leave a burning joint on the coffee table. He didn't leave his vodka bottle that had been in the freezer was sweating. He left a cup of tea.
Well, maybe that's what it was. If any boy am I going to be drinking tea, he's going to take it at the leg.
It wouldn't have hurt him to use a coaster. That's all I'm saying. Oh. We got another boomer in the news. Speaking of using firearms, a 68-year-old man. This is also in England. He set up a booby trap at his house. He had a shotgun set up facing his back door that would go off when somebody opened the door. So he went outside to feed the squirrels, which right off the bat, that's a stupid thing. Squirrels should never be fed. You know, they should be fed to maybe coyotes. Anyhow,
yeah, something's wrong with this guy if he's going out to feed the squirrels.
Exactly.
I mean, come on.
Exactly.
And if you look at the way he set it up with the shotgun against the door, it sounds to me more like he was probably filling the bird feeder with Roadrunner seed.
Anyhow, he had this booby trap shut up. He's feeding the squirrels, goes back in the house, forgets it's set up, opens the door, bam, it shot him in the arm.
Exactly. Exactly, at which point he held up a wooden sign that said, "Oh no."
It's okay to forget your keys or where you put your wallet, but seriously, people, this is why they made Post-its. Right? Put a Post-it on the back door that says, "Don't open this door."
Actually, you know, it's easier just to put a post note on the back door that says, "Booby trapped with shotgun. Do not open door."
My neighbor gave me one. I have on my door. Said, "This house is protected by God and a gun. Come in uninvited, and you get to meet both." Let's move on to our health tips, because one of the things baby boomers are always concerned about is our health, because, you know, every day you play the little game of what's going to hurt today. And, you know, we're trying to stay as healthy as we can. Well, you know, your colon is a very important part of your body. And the University of Kansas Cancer Center had a giant colon. It was inflatable. It was 10 feet long and weighs about 150 pounds. And so imagine, like, maybe this is like Shaquille O'Neal's colon, you know, that big. And somebody stole the darn thing, and they don't know what to do. They wanted to use it to make people aware of colon cancer and getting tested for that. And I can't think of a better bouncy house than a colon.
I was thinking, it was stolen by the Alternative Olympics. It's the new luge run.
Boy in the oil. Okay.
Boy, it's sort of a poet's dream, though, if you write haiku. It's a stolen blowing colon. You know what I think? You know, my first suspect is that it was a used car dealer, that they set it up as an air dancer.
Yeah, and he fell over.
Yeah. It's actually, it's his way of saying, yeah, come on into the showroom and take one in the colon.
Well, they've got a much shorter version now, apparently. It's more of a semicolon. But, let me just say that colon cancer is really, it's not funny. Please be tested. Get a colonoscopy. I've had a couple, and I actually have grown to like them, because you can't buy those drugs on the street.
I just see the whole thing as a big pain.
Well, they use that stuff that makes you that you lose all memory of what happened.
Yes, I know.
So you wake up with a sore rear end and can't remember a thing. It's kind of like my dinner with Cosby.
Things about the preparation, though, right? I mean, the whole colonoscopy thing is about the night before. They don't let you have any red wine. They don't let you have any ketchup. You can't eat any red food. It's like getting your teeth bleached and a colonoscopy are both no red food.
Well, yeah, but I like the day before, because I can catch up on my reading. So, you know, that's...
I like the day after. I'm 2 pounds lighter and I didn't have to do any work for it. It's all good.
Well, they, you know, that's one of the signs of getting older. I think it starts at 50, you're supposed to start getting them, or somewhere around there. And you know, there's all kinds of different signs that you're getting older. And there was a group over in England who combined the top 50 signs that you're old. And like the first one was forgetting somebody's name. And then the second one was losing your hair and feeling stiff. So, you know,
feeling stiff and talking about your joints. That had an entirely different meaning when I was in my 20s.
Well, I think forgetting people's names and feeling stiff means you're not taking enough ginkgo biloba and you're taking too much Viagra. So there you go.
That's great, Dave. Thanks. Not
knowing any of the songs in the top 10. I'm guilty of that. I could not name a single one from this year.
Here's an interesting, I thought this one was interesting. Feeling flattered when you get asked for ID. See, I don't feel flattered when I'm asked for ID at a bar anymore. I think that the bartender suspects that I've escaped from the nursing home.
See, and people feel flattered. I feel pissed because I go to the movies and they say, do you want the senior discount?
You take it wherever it's given. I don't care. Oh, and needing an afternoon nap. Now, I don't think this is a sign of being old. That's just a sign of being alive. You know, you always need an afternoon nap. So, anyhow, there's a whole list of things. Having colleagues who don't know what a cassette tape is. And the worst one is that your ears are getting bigger. So, you know, that's wonderful. My forehead's getting bigger. My ears are getting bigger. Everything's getting bigger except what's important. All right.
Is this actually the one? Is this actually the article that mentioned that what would you rather have, your memory or your looks? Was that in this article or is that another story?
I don't think so, but that's a curious question.
Oh, yeah, that's what it said. What would you rather have, your memory or look? Myself, I'd rather have my looks. Because
really?
I'm
have
too
you
fat.
Taken a good look at yourself?
You're right. That I would rather have my looks. That's right. I'm not saying I do. I'm saying given the choice, I would rather have my looks than my memory because I keep forgetting that I'm too fat for a Speedo.
I'd rather have my memory and I have my partner have his looks. And everybody wins.
I think I looked at a mirror, but I don't remember. Yeah, hence again, that brings it back to the Speedo.
Yeah, and I think I'd go with memory. I'd rather, you know, because who cares what you look like if you can remember stuff, you know. That makes no sense, but we got one more category to talk about. It's one we lovingly call Get Off My Lawn. It's because why we hate millennials, you know, because they're always doing stuff to really get on our nerves as baby boomers. And many of us have given birth to the very people that we're talking about. But they're saying that millennials, their buying habits for food are way different than ours. They less food is purchased to be eaten at home. They go out for dinner all the time. First of all, how can they afford that unless, you know, they go up and when I was the age of a millennial, my diet consisted of two words, ramen noodles. And those were hard to get on the outside. But
that makes absolutely no sense to me why they would spend money in a restaurant. They have internet dating apps. You don't need to buy dinner anymore. What are you thinking?
But they have actor friends who are working in the restaurant and cut their check in half.
I think it's that most of them are living alone or they're living with their friends, or maybe they don't know how to cook. They don't know how to use the oven. It's like not knowing how to buy stamps.
Exactly.
They know how to microwave, but how many microwave dinners can you eat? Ugh.
Yeah,
well,
no, of course,
no, they know how to use the oven. You pull the door down, you take the cereal out, fill up your bowl, and then put it back in. How hard is that?
Go ahead. When I was in my 20s, I kept phone books in my oven. I did. I was living in New York City. I kept phone books in my oven, and I would call for food. In fact, I have a cousin who...
Do you have a phone in there too?
Did you? No, but it's funny, when I forgot my first apartment, my dad said, well, what kind of a kitchen do you want? And I said, a kitchen's a room with a phone, right?
They say in the article that easy prepared foods, like easy to make foods, are very popular with millennials, like Kraft dinners, which is amazing to me, because last week we learned that they don't like American cheese.
Yeah. Make up your minds, you little punks. You know, you want it easy or you want it healthy.
I don't think that that there is a Kraft dinner that's a feta, goat cheese, and gorgonzola flavored.
That would be gross. All three of those cheeses. That would be bad. That's why there isn't one of those, Tim. Really. Oh. Think about it.
Oh, okay.
Feta, and goat cheese and gorgonzola. It's kind of that's redundant.
Just a little touch of Limburger for the bite.
Ew.
And speaking of bite, that brings me to the final story today. This concerns a millennial, Scarlett Harrison, 20 years old. Maybe she's beyond millennials, but she has come up with one of the worst excuses ever. This again happened over in England. All the weird stories, apparently they're moving from Florida to England. And she was stopped while she was driving and under the suspicion of being intoxicated. But she wouldn't give a breathalyzer sample because she claims that the collagen implants she had in her lips made it too difficult for her to get her mouth around the tube.
I this is a cop that just doesn't know standard procedure, as far as I'm concerned. Because usually when that problem arises, what you're supposed to do is offer the special breathalyzer.
Or Dale, a harmonica.
The story of the cop that pulled over a blonde, and he pulled up to the car, he unzipped his pants, he goes, oh no, not the breathalyzer again. So yeah, I can't get my lips around the breath. Why would you have that done then? It's not like you're going to find a man.
Makes it really hard to enjoy a milkshake, though.
Well, she could probably get a straw in there to suck it up, but the milkshake.
If she can do a straw, she can do a breathalyzer.
They finally
she can't make motorboat noises either.
That's all she makes, really.
One character in the Cosby cartoons. One more thing. We're going to leave you folks with a piece of advice, something you can take and actually use. We like to talk about apps for baby boomers because, you know, we're the oldest generation to use them, and we still don't know what all of them do. And the app we would like to talk about this week is Uber. Uber, the very popular ride-sharing service where just from an app, you can order a car to come to your location and take you to the location you want to go to. You pay for it there. You don't even have to talk to the person if you don't want. I find it to be a delightful app. What do you guys think about it?
I love it. I love it. In fact, I don't just use it for myself. I use it for my friends. I had a friend visiting this past weekend, and she went down to the Apple Store, and I took her down on, it was Friday afternoon. I took her to the Apple Store about 3, and it took her about 2 hours to get her phone fixed. And it was,
that's the Apple Store.
I couldn't believe it. And then it's 5 o'clock, and she calls me, sends me a text actually, and she says, hey, come get me. It's going to be 45 minutes in traffic for me to go get her and 45 minutes for me to come back. I don't have that kind of time at 5 o'clock on a Friday. So I said, hey, babe, download Uber, jump on Uber. She was home in 45 minutes. By the way, a man in a Tesla picked her up and brought her home $25 because he happened to be at the Apple Store. He got the ping on his phone. He walked up to her and said, hey, are you the lady looking for a ride? It was the best pickup line ever. He had a Tesla. I would have gone with him too, whether I had the app or not. She gets in the Tesla. She's back at my house in 45 minutes. Saved everybody a ton of time, a ton of waiting. Uber is the best app ever.
You know, that's actually quite fortunate that she was at the Apple store, because that way, because most people you'd say, well, just take Uber. It's like, I don't know how to do that. Well, first you download the app. How do I download the app? You know, at least when she was at the Apple store, she could just walk over to the Genius Bar and ask one of those guys with the goatees if they can show you how to download Uber. It's a very, very convenient on your part. And also, when you said that she was at the Apple store, I know I'm old because my first thought was, oh, the cider mill?
Oh, my God. I mean, it is the season, Tim. I'm going to cut you a break.
Yeah, exactly it is. It exactly is. I've been going to the Apple store every fall my entire life.
But and, you've never spent 2 hours there. Give me a jug and a peck and I'm on my way.
Here's my recommendation. Don't fall for the make easy money commercials that you see on the radio everywhere. Uber's looking for drivers in your area. You know, if it's a good paying job, they're not going to advertise on the radio. That's like a rule of thumb. General Electric, you know, it doesn't say, hey, General Electric is hiring CEOs in your region right now. Make some extra cash to make those yacht payments. That doesn't happen. Here's the thing. The average, MIT did a study, the average Uber driver makes $3.31 an hour.
What? No.
Yes. Yes, absolutely true. It's an MIT study. I would not make that up. Here's the bottom line, is that what Uber drivers don't factor in is the cost of maintaining and driving a car. Costs, according to the U.S. government, 55 cents a mile. Uber pays 70 cents a mile, I think. I think my figures are right. I'm not looking them up. So that's 15 cents a mile. That's what you're making. So in order to make minimum wage in most cities in America, you would have to drive 60 miles an hour for the entire hour. No stops.
Yeah, that but that guy with the Tesla, he doesn't have to buy gas, so he's probably making a lot of money. He's probably making $5 an hour.
Yeah, but there's also, yeah, the maintenance on a Tesla. You've also got to factor that in, the tires and the battery.
We actually asked him why he was doing it, and it's funny. He's a Generation X, and he said it's to reduce the carbon footprint on the planet. So that is a complete Gen X response.
Yeah, especially when you know that he plugs his car into a coal plant every night. he doesn't realize that. He thinks electricity comes from fairy dust.
Hey, maybe he has solar power in his house. We don't know. He's an X.
Okay. Yeah. Well, whatever. If you've had a good experience with Uber, and I've had all very good experiences. You know, please continue to use them. And if not, tell us. We'd like to hear about anything bad that goes on. But I think that that pretty much wraps it up for this week, my friends. Thank you so much for being with us. And Tim, anything new coming up this week?
Nah, just listen to my other podcast, The Rule of Three with Tim Slagel and Ben Washburn.
Rule of Three, available on iTunes. And Carolyn, how about you?
Well, I'm just thinking that it's Halloween next week, and maybe have the candy for the kids, and then take whatever you don't spend on candy and maybe make a donation to your favorite charity, because right now is the time of the year that they all need help.
Oh, that's very nice. I'm not giving out candy this year. I'm cleaning out my basement. And they're going to be so surprised at what they get. Some kid's going to get an iron, a couple of them, some ping pong paddles, and a lot of my books that didn't sell. So it's going to I'm going to invest the money in a power washer so I can get the eggs off of my house.
Unsold books is genius. Do you know how genius that is? I've got a garage full of books.
Drop one in each bag, my friends. Oh, yeah. Well, hopefully we've given you some ideas, we've given you some information, and above all, we've given you some fun, because we want you to enjoy this. This has been another day above ground. Tell your friends and listen to us next week.
And that's it for another Day Above Ground. For Dale, Tim, and Carolyn, I'm Farad Muhammad. Thanks for listening.